For WKAR News, this is Scott Pohl. One of Lansing's favorite writers has died. Jim Howe wrote the daily column called The Onlooker for the Lansing State Journal for a quarter of a century. He died early Monday at the age of 85 after a short illness. John Schneider worked with Howe for 11 years before assuming the mantle of The Onlooker in 1988. He wrote the column for the next 24 years. I talked with John Schneider about his longtime colleague and friend, Jim Howe.
He wrote it 6 days a week, and it appeared on the local cover on B1, and strictly local. He, it was a little bit of schmaltz, a lot of cornball, youper humor. He took up causes. He tweaked the noses of self-important bureaucrats. He wrote about ducklings rescued from sewer grates and cats stranded in trees and all these little everyday situations that make life so rich.
I'm going to paraphrase the observation that the only people who liked Jim Howe's The Onlooker column were its readers.
there were a lot of people who went through the State Journal, a lot of hotshot reporters and up-and-coming editors who first landed there and said, what is this? Why do they allow this guy to keep doing this? And then they would see the readership survey numbers, and Jim Howe was always the best read thing in the paper. And so that's the way he used to say, nobody likes it but the readers, which was kind of an ironic thing, of course.
When you took the Onlooker column over, you had to have been influenced by his approach to writing the column, and yet you wanted to make it your own in some ways. Can you talk about taking on that challenge?
Yeah, that's exactly true. I mean, I knew that what Jim Howe did wasn't necessarily what I wanted to do, but, he said that, readers know what's genuine and what's authentic and what's true, and if you continue to deliver that, then you'll have a welcome, eager audience, and that's the main thing, to be genuine and to not to connect with readers. He always stressed the importance of reader input and how you couldn't possibly fill that space every day without lots of suggestions from the readers. And so, I took that to heart as well, and it worked out well.
I think a lot of people who remember Jim Howe and his columns will say that nobody writes like that anymore, and it's a shame that nobody follows that path the same way he did anyway. There are other writers, and Judy Putnam is doing a nice job with her columns in the Journal, but there are no more Jim Howes out there.
No, there aren't, and I don't know whether it's an era that has passed by and whether his column would float in today's fast-paced, hard news world. I don't know if it would or not. But for the time, it was, exactly what people wanted. And, maybe, as I said, that time no longer exists. But it sure was a hit at the time.
Well, John Schneider, you took over the Onlooker column after Jim Howe's days at the State Journal. Our condolences to you and everyone who knew and loved Jim Howe. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Scott, and we can take comfort knowing that he had a long and fruitful and enjoyable life, and that we'll miss him, but we'll always remember him.
For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.